I'll give you the case study of Chirumanzu Zimbabwe as the leadership of the MDC. We went through the voter straw that we were given by ZEC. It was in a total shambles. You'd have about 37 people. One was born in 1913, one in 1917, the other one in 1914, and they are all supposed to be staying at some school in Shishavane or somewhere thereabouts. And when we made follow-ups, that school is not in physical existence. So this is just one of the clear instances of the gerrymandering of the voters' role by the ZANU-PF regime.
Mr. Mangwana, your reaction to what Mr. Gutu is saying here?
The Nikuv argument is tired and I think has been exhaustively discussed and discredited. If you have the electorate at heart and they chose your party to represent them, why abandon them now? I think that's the key question from the point of view of the electorate. Because if they say the mandate was given to their party, the mandate was a five-year mandate. Now, this is what they are withdrawing. Isn't that abandoning their people? I mean, that's the question I think Comrade Gutu has to address here. And the obvious, the usual flawed judgment in the whole setup. Why are you taking the seven seats that are based on the 2013 election, which you actually say was not free and fair?
Mr. Gutu, your response there.
I can appreciate that my brother Nick, obviously, he doesn't stay in his in most of the time. So he doesn't maybe appreciate some of these things that are happening on the ground. I would like to give him an example of what is happening in Chirumanzu Zimbabwe constituency, where Emmerson Mnangagwa a few weeks ago addressed a rally in support of his wife, who is actually the ZANU-PF candidate, where he actually threatened the villagers there to say, I was trained to kill. He went ahead to say, I want to see each and every village head at the front of the queue. And behind you, all your villagers must be queuing. Each and every village head is going to be told which particular polling station you are going to vote at. And he went ahead to say, if the ZANU-PF candidate loses, then we know who they've made us lose. If that is not clear and unadulterated intimidation, then what is intimidation?
Mr. Mangwana, on that point, the candidates for Transform Zimbabwe and also the NCI are saying that they are facing issues of intimidation coming from ZANU-PF supporters. Can you talk on that issue?
The context in which he's arguing is actually completely different from the way things were said. In any rally, statements will be said which will be probably perceived to be intimidatory. This has nothing to do with the voters' role. This has nothing to do with the electoral act. It's the behavior of party cadres at rallies. Are you not going to participate in any in every election because somebody say something which you think is untoward?
Mr. Gutu, what happens next following the expulsion of MDC renewal team MPs from parliament if the vacant seats are taken by ZANU-PF? There are some who are saying that MDC might be digging their own hole.
Far from it. It is actually a very strategic decision. The National Council of the MDC, the highest decision-making body of the party in between congresses, will be meeting in the next few days to make a decision whether to uphold the Congress resolution that says we shall not participate in any election in Zimbabwe until electoral reforms are carried out, or to amend that resolution, or to completely set it aside. The debate will be up to members of the National Council, who are around 145 members.
Mr. Mangwana, if this is upheld, this might mean a leg up for ZANU-PF. What's your reaction to that and what it means?
It will be very good. Firstly, we'll take Cholocho, a very important seat for us. Then secondly, for the last 15 years, we struggled to get our foothold in Harare and other urban areas. This will be our chance. Once we are the incumbent party in those constituencies, 2018 or any other election, the MDC is not coming back. Out of urban areas, out of rural areas, finished party.
Mr. Gutu, your last word.
My brother Nick knows that ZANU-PF, fractured as it is, has got a snowball's chance in hell of winning any free and fair election against the MDC.